I'm Zoe Irvin, and I'm sitting right now with Guillaume James of Tourism Concern at the Make Poverty History Rally here in the Meadows in Edinburgh. So, Guillaume, could you tell me a bit about what your NGO does?
Tourism Concern fights exploitation within the tourism industry. Tourism is one of those industries which should be making poverty history, but it simply isn't. It's nearly 10% of the world GDP. 200 million people are employed in tourism. 60% of the least developed countries use it as its their major source of income. The problem is that trade justice issues have the same effect on tourism as they have on anything else. We've been to several countries recently talking to the workers within those industries. Now, by workers, I mean the waiters, the cleaners, gardeners, to find out exactly what the reality of it was for them. We found people with earning as little as 20p an hour in countries where there is abject poverty. They do it because they're desperate. Yet we pay up to £2,000 for one of those holidays. In Kenya, I spoke to a man who told me that he had to stand every morning watching people eat a breakfast that would take 2 days for him to pay for it if he had it himself. And this is having a terrible effect on the local economies. If the people aren't earning any decent wages, then the local community, they don't benefit economically. Tourism has a real issue with profits going back to the north. As little as 10% of a package holiday, the money that you and I pay for a package holiday, is spent in the country itself. You can just imagine the effect that has on the local country. The World Bank, the IMF, are pushing so many countries to use tourism as a means of poverty alleviation. And Tourism Concern, we are starting our new campaign, which is called Avoid Guilt Trips. And with Avoid Guilt Trips, we are getting people to take responsibility for what they're doing, for their holiday choices, so they too can make the right decisions, so that countries in, well, all over the world, but mostly developing countries, can actually benefit from tourism. So complicated when you look at how many people are involved in putting together a holiday for you and me, that sometimes it's very, very difficult to know where to intervene and what to do and whether what you're doing benefits people or not. Because of the complexities of it all, we sometimes have difficulty coming up with specific acts and issues for people. There is a lot to do. Well, anyone can be a responsible tourism and anyone can avoid guilt trips. There are some small things, there are some big things we can do, but they all make a difference to somebody's life. Be aware. Start enjoying your travels before you leave. Find out what the local culture's about. Find out what's appropriate. Be open. Something may seem bizarre or odd to you, but that's just the way things are done and you need to respect that. Our holidays, they're homes. Just remember that. Before you take a photograph, before you start talking to people, respect local people. Remember the one school pen thing. Giving to children encourages begging. A donation to a project, a school, a health centre, that's far better. Don't give to kids. Be fair. Put your money into local hands. If you're going to haggle, be careful what you're haggling. The lowest price, your bargain, may actually be taking away somebody's meal for the evening. Be adventurous, use your guidebook or a hotel as a starting point and go out there, talk to local people, find out about what's happening in the local environment and spend your money in the local economy. Ask questions. Write a letter to your tour operator, perhaps. Find out what their responsible tourism policy is. Think before you fly. Help repair the damage that you make when you actually go flying. Be carbon neutral if you can. Go out there, buy a tree, make sure that even though you've flown, your carbon's going to be neutralised. And be controversial. Enhance your image with our really stylish Avoid Guilt Trips t-shirts. And in the end, be happy, guys. By taking some of these actions, you are personally fighting tourism exploitation, so you enjoy a guilt-free trip. Tourism Concern, it's www.tourismconcern.org.uk.
Let us work to make poverty history this year. And then all stand with our heads held high. Sometimes.